Because all of a sudden his tone kind of changes. I love this. I don't think he was rebuking her here. When he says, it's almost playful. He says, it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. He wasn't calling her a dog. Let's say, I'm not supposed to take their bread and give it to dogs. Little dogs, puppies. It's a playful word. It's a gentle word. It's almost like he's playing with her. He's saying, you know, sweetheart. He sees her. He sees her incredible faith, her amazing faith. And he says, you know, it's not right to take the children's bread and give it to the puppies. And I think she saw something in his face, because she's just as playful right back to him. She says, yes, Lord. But even the puppies get to eat the crumbs from the children's table. I'm telling you, man, I just want to cry right now, man. I just want to, you know, because you can almost feel the chemistry between them, you know, that connection that's taking place, that compassion and that gentleness. It's one of the greatest answers recorded in the entirety of Scripture. It's famous in Scripture. Yes, Lord, but even the puppies eat the crumbs, the children's crumbs that fall from the table. It's one of the most famous verses in the Bible. And what does Jesus, how does Jesus respond? What does he say to her? Oh, woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. I think he was beaming when I said, I think when he said it, he had a smile on his face and his countenance was lit up and there was something in his eyes that danced, because that's the stuff that he's looking for. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the earth looking for those whose hearts are faithful towards him. And he sees the faith in this woman and something just busts out of him. And he says, oh woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And that very hour, man, darkness broke. Man. That is great faith. There is something that God loves and admires and enjoys about a heart that will not be denied, that takes the abuse, that takes the rejection, that stays humble and just will not turn back until it lays a hold of his heart. God is looking for worshipers like that. Oh, man, that will boldly pursue God, that will leap over every obstacle until it lays a hold of his heart. And you know what? It absolutely shamed his own disciples, because while they're sitting there with condemnation and abuse and rejection, waiting for their food so they could eat, she's sitting here laying a hold of the heart of God for compassion, and she is feasting from the crumbs of the children's table. In fact, I think she was eating the main course. Boy, I think she just leaped right up on that table and grabbed that entree and was chowing it down, man. She was feasting at the table of God and enjoying his greatness and goodness and compassion towards her. So here's what I think. Two simple lessons, and I'll make it quick. This is what I want us to take away today. Number one, mercy triumphs over justice. Mercy triumphs over justice. And I'm not talking about when we enable people, or we just, you know, are codependent, or we just, you know, won't bail. I mean, won't, you know, we just won't let them have consequences that we know are necessary for their growth. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about enablement. I'm talking about we have a God that delights in mercy, that loves to show compassion, that looks for a reason to show mercy and compassion. And we will never know his heart until we begin to take that same delight in mercy. We will never know his heart until we can move from condemnation to compassion. Even when people are different than us, even when people don't deserve it. She didn't deserve that, but that's what mercy is all about. Mercy is something that's undeserved. Grace is something that's undeserved. So not only when they don't deserve it, but especially when they don't deserve it. But if they've got a heart that'll lay a hold of it by faith, the sacrifices of God are a contrite and a broken heart. When God sees that, it moves Him, and it ought to move us if we have the same heart of God. Mercy triumphs over justice. That's why it's called mercy. That's number one. Number two, second lesson, we may have to persevere. Actually, better than that, we will have to persevere. God promises. Persevere. We may have to persevere, especially while someone else is learning lesson number one. And especially when God is using us to teach them that mercy triumphs over judgment. We might have to wait. But know this, God will never leave you or forsake you. And while you are in that place, He is right there with you. And His heart is towards you. I love what Graham Cook said on the CD I was listening to the other day. He says, the pit that you're in, and he said, pit stands for prophet in training or people in transformation. The pit that you're in, God will turn into a well when the Holy Spirit begins to fill your life with truth and with His presence. I love that. But you might have to wait. Hang in there. It's worth the wait. Because the reward is so sweet. Man, I'll take God's reward over everything in this world, man. Because when it comes, man, it just, the fragrance of its sweetness just fills my soul with goodness. He is worth waiting for. Praise God. James 5:11, indeed, we count them blessed to endure. You've heard of the perseverance of Job. You've seen the end that is intended by the Lord. What is the end that is intended by the Lord? What is God's purpose in all of this? So that we can know that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. He wants us to know that in our life and in our experience, and not just some theological fact we memorized about the Bible. This trial, this testing, this waiting is designed to show us that the Lord is very compassionate and He is full of tender mercy, and His mercy is renewed every day. That is the Lord's intention. He really is. He wants us to believe that. He wants us to experience that. So stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Don't slow down. And don't look behind. Press forward. Stay the course. Because the intention of the Lord is for you to experience the overflowing fullness of His compassion and mercy towards you. He loves you. He loves you. He really does. He really loves you. Oh, how He yearns for you to know that. He really yearns for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Never, ever, ever, ever let condemnation keep you from compassion. Never let it keep you from giving compassion. And never, ever let it keep you from persevering until you inherit the fullness of His compassion.